Shmuel. This the Gemara says, Eisver of Yumi Rabavua. So Yumi has the kasha to Rabavua. I we learned before it says Kol Maisa Bezna Reza Yachter. Any Maisa Bezna having minirism is any star that has a henpeg on it that went through Bezdin, he has to return it. So could you tell me the din is lo yachzer? Or malay yir mi yabri loyko ma'isa bezdin shavim. Not every ma'isa bezdin is equal. Ela kagoyin shahuchza kafron. In a case where it's a huchza kafron. So Rashi says that means that we caught him lying once. Rashi says loyvaze kafron pamacheres. That we caught this loyva to lie once before. The fikah therefore in the number we don't trust him anymore when he says prati. So therefore, in such a shtar like this, that the leiva was once caught to be lying, in such a shtar, we return it to the malva. And we do not believe the leiva, even though he says parati. So Mora says, Omar Rova, Umishum Luch Sakafrin Chod Zimna Sule Paraklal. Like even though, true, we caught him lying once before, but because he lied once before, for that, this alone, we're going to say from now on, he never pays back his loans, that this is a new loan. Maybe on this loan, if the leiva says he paid up, why shouldn't we believe him? Hello, my Rava. The Rava says no. Enechnam, you're right. Masnis, and that the Brisa says that Kol Maisa Bezdin is Yachs or any Maisa Bezdin you return is like we learned before. Bishtar Chaltosa V'Yadrachta. Who could a Rabbi Zaira? Like we learned before, that's only a shtar where Bezdin gives the Malva a right to go down to take the property away from the Leiva. So since the Malva took away the Malva keeps the property. So such a shtar like that, we're not afraid for Peroyin, because the shtar says the property now belongs to the Malva. Therefore, if the shtar was lost, we're supposed to return the shtar back to the malva. Then Nechnami, in a regular shtar halvo, a regular shtar choiv, there we could be, we're afraid for Peroyin, we did not return such a shtar. Now the Gemara says, the kafra in the loch about somebody was caught to be caught a liar once, hail the yosel yodin, since it came to our hands, name of ben milsa. Let's talk about, let's say our loch is about a huchza kafra. So the Gemara says like this, the Yomar Rab Yesi Baman Yumi, Omar Rab Nachman, Omruloi, let's say in Bezdin they told the loiva, say tainloi, go and pay him up. Same tainloi, that's like Rashi says, sheposak loidinoi, the Bezdin, Bezdin gave a psak, this is the Gemara psak of Bezdin, shetziv olav losses loi. The Bezdin gave a psak that you loiva, you have to pay the money, you have to pay the malva the money. The Yomar, and then later, Rashi says, liachaz man v'yomaprati, then the loiva says, you should know, I paid you up already. Rashi says, alpi Bezdin, I paid you up according to Bezdin. So Naman, we believe the loiva to say that he paid up. And Rashi says, the shuas eses, we believe in the shuas eses. Now, bo malva lichtav olov, let's say the malva comes to complain and says, no, I didn't receive the money yet. And therefore he wants Bezdin to write him up a shtar adrachto, that he should have a right to collect the money from the loiva. So, ein kaisvin v'naisim loy. We do not write up a shtar for the malva because we trust the leiva that he says he paid up. Now, what's going to be? Chayiv atalitin loy. Let's say Bezdin doesn't give the psak din yet. Chayiv atalitin loy. That means in the middle of the Bezdin, Bezdin says, "Yishno leiva, you have to pay the money." But it's not the final psak yet. V'yom aprati. And then the leiva says, even before Bezdin gave the final psak, that prati I paid up. So Eina Neman, we do not trust him. Rashi says, Eina Neman li shava elish, we don't trust the loiva to swear that he really paid up. Rather, elish akneged nishba v'naito, rather we tell the malva to swear and take. Rashi says, why? Dechivun de tchilosoi, hutzrach l'tayv l'din, since at the beginning you weren't admitting that you owe the money, but you had to go to a din tayv here. Says, so, in dark l'mayel l'froyach, yifzak l'din apsag gomer. It's not a derech for the loiva to pay up the money until Bezdin really gives a gemar, a real psak din, and that's the lashon of tsei tein loy. But just the lashon of chai vatelit loy, that's not a psak din, that's not the gemar psak, therefore we don't trust the loiva, even if he says he paid up. Therefore, what's going to be bo malva? If the malva comes and says, listen, the loiva did not pay me up yet, and he still does not want to pay me up the money, and he wants lichtav, he wants Bezdin to write him up a shtar adrachto, that he'll be able to go down to the loiva's fields and take away his property. And we believe the malva, and we write him up a shtar adrachto. So there's a difference between the lashon of tzei tein loy, which is a psak, a gemar din, or with the lashon of chayivat elitin loy. Mora says now, Razvid Mishmeder of Nachman Omar, Bein Tzein Tein Loi, Bein Chayivat Litin Loi, both of these two Lishonis, even though Chayivat Litin Loi is not a Gemara Psak Din yet, still, the Yom Aprati, if the Leiva then says, yes, I paid up already, Nemon, we take up, leave the Leiva. Once the Bezdin told him to pay up, we believe him if he says he paid up. and therefore bo malvah lichta then kaisvin v'raisvin loy. If the malvah still says I did not get paid and I want to get and therefore doesn't want to pay me, write me up a shtar drachta. So ain like kaisvin, we do not write for the malvah shtar because we believe the leiver that he said he paid up. But Rav Zvitz says like this: Eli ikol aflug. If you want to make a difference, hach yudikol aflug. This is the way you can make a difference. That Amru loy tzei tein loy. If people said the loshin, if Bezdin said the loshin of tzei tein loy, that's the gemara psak of Bezdin. V'yom aparati, and then the leiver says, you should know I paid up. They did need to know such leipor, and then Adam come and say he did not pay up. In such a case, huchsa kafron liyase mamon. We found him to be a liar about this money, and even if later on he says he paid up, later we do not trust him anymore. This is called huchsa kafron. We caught him to be a liar since Bezdin first gave the psak that he has to pay. And he said he did pay, and Adim said, no, you did not pay, so you're a liar upon this money, so therefore you're Huchsa Kafron, you're not Neman anymore to say you paid, unless you pay up in front of Adim. What about if Bezdin only tells him, Chayev Atalitin Loi, not that it's a Gemara Psak of Bezdin, just in the middle of the Psak, right before Bezdin finishes, Bezdin just says, like, it looks like you're going to have to pay. The Yom Aparati, and then the Loi says, you should know I paid up already. And the Adim did not say Shleipara, but Adim come now to Bezdin and say, no, we know for sure the labor did not pay up. Then the Chozav Yom Aparati, then the labor says another day, a few days later, you should know, I paid up, now I paid up, yesterday I just paid up. The Lachar is we believe the labor. And Lehuch Sekar from Liesa Mammon, we do not consider him to be caught to be a liar for this money already. Even though really we caught him lying before, that's not called a real lie. My time, what's the reason? He's only like dodging the Malvi. He's trying to get away from him. In other words, since so far there was not a real Psak Bezdin, Bezdin did not say the Lashon of Tsei Tein Loi. Bezdin only said the Lashon of Chayev Atalitin Loi. So therefore, the Leiver thinks, Savar Admiyayne Be Rabboni Medini. Listen, the Bezdin didn't come up with the final verdict yet. So like they're still going to have to look into the din. And maybe like they'll change the Psak yet. So therefore, he doesn't feel he's really lying about the money. So therefore, that he said, I paid up, it's not called a real lie. It's only once Bezdin gives the final psak that you have to pay, now that's it, you can't push off anymore. Now, if you say you paid and really we caught you that you didn't pay, that's called huchsa kafron. Omar Rabba Baba Chonam Rav Yechanan Mon Ali Biyotcha Proven, tell Shimon you owe me $100. Vala Yoyim Adelaiva says back in the Chabiyah Diklum, I don't know your penny, I never took the money from you. There's Adim here, that he has the money. And then again he comes and says, what, that I paid up later. The Lach was again, Huchsa Kafron, Yoyse Mammon. Here it's called the good Huchsa Kafron. Like the Leiva lied to the Malva. The Leiva first said, Lohay Dvar Mielim. And then Adim later say Adis that no, you did take the money. Said so, you have no way, you're not dodging, you're a Huchsa Kafron. So therefore later when you say you paid up, still we do not believe you. You have to pay up only in front of Adim. The Mor says, Ki ho, a case like this, the Shapsoi parade the Rabbi Marinus, like Shapsoi the son of the Rabbi Marinus. Kosablo la Kalosa, he wrote to his daughter-in-law, it's the Lord de Milsa. Rashi says it was a choshev a begid. He wrote it like a fur coat in the ksuba. The ksuba, so that I'll give her a very choshev a coat. He wrote it into the ksuba. The kibbutz lady, he's makabel upon himself to give her the coat. Irka's ksuba, so later what happened was she lost the ksuba. Omalahu, so now he said back to her, Lahoy dvor mayerlam, I was never machayv myself to give you the coat. That's what he said. So he lied about the coat. Like vice versa, then she had a right to collect the ksuba. So she said, okay, the shver, give me the coat. And he said, no, I never promised, I never wrote, I'll give it to you. So that was also Sadi, she brought Adim. The Yarmah, they said, in Kosovlo, yes, we remember we saw that ksuba, and we saw that in the ksuba was like written the way you have to pay the extra money. You have to give her this coat. So now he's caught, he has to give her the coat. Lesayf at the end, Omalu Parati. Later on, the shver, the father-in-law says, you know what, I just gave it to you yesterday. So what's the lach? And she says, no, she didn't receive it. Who do we believe? So Moshe says, Os l'kayim ad Rav Chiyah, came in front of Rav Chiyah. Omalai said back to him, Hozak to Kafron. We already caught you to be a liar already one time, Lies it's the law, upon this coat. And therefore you're not nemar now to say you paid up. Therefore if she says she did not receive this coat yet, of course we believe her, and therefore there's another case of Huchsak Kafron.
All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding that Yud Zayin Omer Aleph. In the middle of the Gemara, the two dots. Omer Reb Avin, Omer Reb Eloi, Omer Reb Yochanan. Ho yechayiv lechaveroi shvua. Let's say you have a chiyuv to swear to somebody. The shaila, you're supposed to swear to somebody. You owe the money, you don't owe money. You had a chiyuv though to swear to him. Now, the chozal v'yoma nishbati, shavi gerses in that, and then you said what? V'yoma nishbati, no. Yes, again. Hayachai l'chaver shuah, v'yoma nishbati. Later you say you swore, you made the shuah already. But the Edom Edom are such a nishba. Edom are here and saying, no, we know that you did not swear yet. Then because of Yom HaNishbati, then the person says later on, you should know, I swore. Like later, he says, but I swore it later. Huch tekaf from Yesh HaShua. Halacha is, he's found to be a liar. We don't trust him anymore, Yesh HaShua. We don't trust him. So Rashi says it means, Huch tekaf from Yesh HaShua. Leim HaNishbati, we don't trust him, even though he says he swore already. Until he swears mamish right now in front of us. What about? So Amru Kain Mitra Rabavua. They said over this halach in front of Rabavua. Amru, he said, Mistafra Milsud Rabavin. You know when it makes sense what Rabavin said. Shenischayev Shua beBezdin. If he had a chiyuv to swear to him in Bezdin. So Rashi says, I mean the kivon the tov will be Edim. Since he went to him in front of Edim, Lekayem Divrei Bezdin. That you're supposed to do what Bezdin said. Bezdin said you had to swear. Like let's say you were moed of a miktas, and Bezdin you admitted to half of my taina. So Bezdin says you have to swear to me. For Le'ova, still he didn't want to swear. Ain't a neman leimer oy kiyamti achachin. He's not neman anymore to say later on I swore. So it says like this again that Yisavir milsud Rabavin shen ischayiv shuv Bezdin. Then we don't believe him later when he says he swore. But let's say a person doesn't have to swear because of Bezdin. Just he said by himself that I'll swear to you. The Rashi says, Shoim Aloy. The Loiva said back to the Malva, Esh Balacho. If you don't trust him, I'll even swear to you. The Tov of the Edom, and then the Malva went to him in front of two Edom. Okay, swear. And he didn't want to swear. V'yachakachom and Nishbati. But then later he says, I did swear to you, Nem, we do believe him. V'yachakav tekaim yedim dechiyu. Even though first in front of two Edim, like when he said he swore first, he didn't really swear. Still, later on, when he says he swore, we believe him. You know why? Because Ovid Inish, the Mikri V'yomar, people sometimes say like this. Rashi says, Lo yesa ma'ash lo yechayvu ni-Bezdin. Sometimes all the person meant to say is, I'm not going to do it, since Bezdin didn't tell me to swear. So first, when he said he swore, it's not really like he's lying. The pshat is just like retracting, doesn't want to swear anymore. Avlani biyatzmi, like I'll only do what I want to do. So maybe that's not called like a real charot. It's only called pushing him off. So therefore, since he only made up himself that he would swear, he doesn't have to swear because of Bezdin. I'll tell you what he himself would want to do. So therefore, when he first says he did swear, and really we found out he didn't swear, it's not so bad. That's not called like a hukta kafran. Therefore, later when he tells us that he really did swear, we start to believe him. Telling more says, Ahadruah came with Rabavin. They went back with this in front of Rabavin. Ahadruah came with Rabavin. Omalu, Ano nami bebezdin amri, Saka true, he's right. I only said this in the shrua of Bezdin. If Bezdin was machayvim to swear, and then he lied to us and said that he swore, and we know from Edim he didn't swear, in such a case it's called Huchsa Kafrin, we don't trust him anymore. Itmanam, we also learned like this, Omra Rabavin, Omra Beloy, Omra Yechnan. If you're supposed to swear to somebody in Bezdin, and you said you did swear, and then we have Edim saying no, you did not swear, so we see you're Huchsa Kafran, so then we don't trust you anymore. The Girsa is because of Yom Nishbati. If later he himself says you should know, but now I really did swear, we don't trust him because here it's called Huchsa Kafran Liyosa Shvua. We caught him to be a liar about this money. He's not trusted anymore. That's called Huchsa Kafran Liyosa Shvua. Omer Rabasi, Omer Rab Yechanan. Hamoitzi shtar choy bashuk. If somebody finds a shtar choy, somebody finds a shtar saying Reuben owes $1,000, to kosva by Henfik. And on the shtar, Bezdin gave its seal already that the shtar was a good shtar, to kosva by Zman and by Bayoim. And the date of the shtar is today's date. Mamash, the shtar was written today, and obviously the Malva lost it. So in such a case, Yachziru Labailim. You're supposed to return it to the owner. You're supposed to return it to the Bailim. Why? Because what are we afraid about? If you're afraid that maybe they wrote the shtar to borrow the money, but the Malva never gave the money, the Leiva didn't receive the money yet, Hakosav by Henpik, that we're not afraid about here. Because this shtar has the Henpik, Mashma Bezdin located, that Bezdin knows for sure the loan took place.
Imishum Peroim. What are you afraid about? Maybe the person paid up already and it fell really from the leiva. Gemara says, no, lepriya bas yom lechashinin. We're not afraid you'll pay up the same day. Like the shtar was just written today, you just borrowed the money today, usually you don't pay up the same day. Like usually you borrow money to use it for a while, not to pay up that day. So therefore, we're not afraid the shtar was paid up, that's why he's supposed to return to the malva. Omele Rav Zeila Rav Asi, miyom Rav Yechon Hochi, is a true Rav Yechon, said like this, ho'atu diyarmid, you yourself said, mishmei de Rav Yechon, name of Rav Yechonon, that shtar shelova boy. Upora, a shtar that you used once. You borrowed the money, shtar shelova boy. And then upora, the loiva paid you up. Now the shtar is, let's say the loiva wants to borrow a second time money from you. Can you use this shtar over again or not? So Rav Yechonon said, ein lechayz de loiva boy. You cannot use this shtar a second time. Even though you're both the same people, you can't use it a second time. Shekva nimchal shibudei. Because the shibud was like used up already. Shekva nimchal shibudei, Rashi says. It means, mishapora malva, shekashapora malva rishayna. When you paid up for the first loan. V'yal achroina lo nichtav, and this shtar was not written up for the second loan. Heve lo milva peh. It's really like a milva peh. And therefore, since you're using the shtar, you may take from the kukash like a din. Because why does the shtar give you the right to take from shibud kakoyf? Because if the shtar was written up for this loan, there's a special shibud chal on the shtar. Once you pay up, the shibud goes off it. So to use this piece of paper a second time that wasn't written for the second loan, you don't have a shibud, you won't be able to collect from karka for the second loan. So therefore you should not use the shtar. That's what the Yechonon said. Now Amos, what are we talking about? Elaine, if you want to tell me, l'mochel yoyma achodo, the next day, the day after, that you paid up 2 days later, and now 2 days later you want to use this shtar a second time. So Gemara asks, then, shiti, you can't use it. Mayur, what are you going to tell me, shekvanim chashibudai, the reason why you can't use it, is because the shibud was used up already. Typically, you should take it for this reason. To have elay muktim, the shtar has the wrong date. Like if you're first lending a second time to a few days later, so that's after the day of the shtar. But tonight we learned, shtari chayv, anytime you have a shtar chayv, hamugdomim sulim. If the shtar was written up before the actual loan takes place, it's possible. Because you're going to collect from lekuchash like a din. Here also, the shtar has 2 days ago shtar, date. The date was Monday. And you borrowed then, but you paid up Tuesday. Now if you want to borrow again on Wednesday, how could you use that shtar? It has the wrong date. Elo lavan, we're talking about biyomei. We have to be talking about that the same day you borrowed the money in the morning, that afternoon you paid it up, and that evening, the same day, towards evening, before Shkia, you want to borrow money a second time. That's the Kiddush, that you can't use the shtar a second time, even though the date is a good date. You can't use it, Shekva Nimchol Shibudei. That's the reason why you can't use it a second time. What's negated to us is, Alma, what do we see? Pre-inchi b'yayme, that people do pay up the same day. That's what we're afraid about here. That the person borrowed in the morning, he paid up, then he's borrowed a second time. Amaleis, he answered back, Pashit. Mikra minu d'le priya klau. Did I tell you that nobody pays up the same day? I didn't tell you that. I just said the le shchichi inshi to pori b'yayme. Kramina. Just meant to tell you that it's not shchichi, it doesn't happen too often. So you don't have to be afraid about that. Like if you find a shtar havor that has today's date, you have a right to say that most probably the mal was the one that lost it. Not the shot that the leiva paid up for it and it fell from the leiva, but most probably the malva is the one that lost it. Because most probably people don't pay up the same day. Of course it could be, maybe he did. Therefore that's a new chiddush, that you can't use the shtar a second time, because of shekval nimcha shibudei. But here if you stop and find the shtar on the street, and it has today's date, that's the chiddush you're allowed to return it. Rav Kana, Rav Kana says, kishachayiv meidah. I tell you, that's what he says, you're allowed to return it, is only when the chayiv, the leiva agrees that he did not pay up yet. The labor agrees the shtar is a good shtar. Yochef at the Gemara, my lemen, what are you going to tell me? The churb shita. Why shouldn't you return it then? If the labor agrees he didn't pay up. Because now the same I would have thought to say, hi mifra priyat, maybe really the labor did pay up. Why the kama leif parati, you know why he's saying he didn't pay up? Mishum the kavoyi mahada le mitzvah day. Because he wants to borrow money from him a second time. Because the boy the mahada le mitzvah day is zim nachriti. He wants to, like, get the shtar back because he wants to borrow a second time. Well, if shita the safra chayish, and he's only afraid, like he wants to save the money, not to have to write up a shtar a second time. Kamash malan, the chiddush is no, we're not afraid about that. Because the yin kain, if so, malve gufe le shavik. The malve itself would not let him use it.